It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Luke chapter 22, verse 47 to 51. This is the last miracle Jesus did before he went to cross. Jesus was in Gethsemane. This was a night time. He was praying and his disciples were sleeping. He prayed three times and disciples were still sleeping. As he was praying, his sweat was like a pouring blood out of his body. When this thing happens to someone, they die. And Jesus thought he is dying also. So he prayed. Book of Hebrews records it. Book of Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7. Jesus prayed with a loud voice and he prayed that God should save him from the death. And the Word of God says, God heard his prayer. That means God did not allow him to die in the Gethsemane. Jesus was not afraid of dying, but he did not want to die accidental death. He came to die on the cross of Calvary. Many people get mixed up when they say he was praying to remove the cup and he did not want to take the cup. And he prayed three times and God did not hear the prayer. That is the wrong way to telling people. If Jesus prayed and God did not hear the prayer, then anybody prays, God will not hear a prayer. And people give this excuse, if God did not hear the prayer of his own son, he will not hear your prayer also. But the book of Hebrews says very clearly, he prayed with the tears, with a loud voice, and God heard his prayer. Can somebody tell me, when this kind of prayer Jesus did, what was the occasion? When he went and prayed for Lazarus, he did not cry loudly. He did not pray this kind of prayer anywhere. But I can see only in Gethsemane. And God saved him from death. Devil wanted to kill him in Gethsemane. Devil wanted to kill him from throwing him from the mountain and killing him. Devil wanted to kill him when he was baby. But this was not the plan of God that he should die accidental death. He was ready to die on the cross of Calvary. Now he's in Gethsemane and his enemy comes to arrest him. And he came after prayer to his disciples And he said, Luke chapter 22, verse 47, And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw that would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. When Jesus was just finished talking to his disciples, the enemy came. Judas was the leading man. He was the one of his disciples. He came and kissed Jesus Christ. And Jesus said to Judas, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? And when those people were around him, his disciples also were standing with Jesus Christ. One of the disciples took a sword and cut the right ear of the high priest's servant. If Jesus wanted these enemies to be defeated, he would have called the angels from heaven. But he did not. If he wanted to disappear from these people, he would have. But he did not. Why? Because he said, the hour has come. Now this is the time for him to die for the mankind. So he said to this people, if you want me, I'm here. Let my people or let my disciples go. But the one of the disciples cut the ear of the high priest's servant. Jesus did not say, these are my enemies, and let that man bleed to death. I'm not going to do anything. But Jesus was teaching to his disciples, if your enemy hungry, feed him. Now this was the time to show to his disciples how Jesus loved even his enemies. He took that ear and put it back to that man's ear where it was cut, and that ear was completely healed right away. Can you imagine? Even though he did the last miracle in front of their eyes, but they were so cruel, did not allow Jesus Christ to go, but they arrested him to kill him. And Jesus did not disappear from their hand because he knew this is his timing. So as I was saying, Jesus Christ came to die for you and for me. If he was so gracious to those enemies and he healed that enemy, healed his ear, do you think he will not heal you? He loves you. He gave his life for you. And he wants to heal you, save you, deliver you, and set you free. Jesus Christ is loving, kind, and he has compassion on you. He doesn't want you to suffer. Many people will tell you, sickness and disease, God gives. And when you have sickness and disease, you learn something. But the word of God says, John chapter 10 verse 10, enemy comes to kill, steal and destroy. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. So don't believe that sickness and disease God gives. Enemy brings the sickness and disease. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8, he came to destroy the works of the devil. So devil is trying to destroy you. But God wants to save you, heal you, deliver you, and set you free. I'll give you a chance. Call upon Jesus. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart. You are going to touch me, heal me, deliver me, and set me free. In Jesus' name I pray. If you prayed this prayer, Jesus Christ has set you free. Your sins are forgiven. Your name is written in heaven. You are a child of God. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your people. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, set them free, and let them know that Jesus Christ is the miracle working God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you believed that Jesus Christ has touched you, healed you, delivered you, and set you free, what you do? Go for checkup. Go to church. Testify and glorify. I believe that He has started a good work in you, and He is going to complete it. There is nothing impossible with God. Please don't allow anyone to discourage you that Jesus doesn't heal today, or God doesn't answer prayer today. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is unchangeable God. He wants to heal you, save you, deliver you, set you free. Do not allow enemy to steal your blessings. If you want to be healed, and you prayed, and you gave your heart to the Lord, and you believed that I prayed with you, just hold on to the Lord, and you will see the miracle hand of God in your life. Your life will never be the same. Do not allow unbeliefs and doubt to destroy you. The Word of God says, have faith in God. And whoever believes in God will never be disappointed. So please, trust in God and you will have your miracle and you will never be the same.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.